From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, glad you tuned in for ABQ Connect. Every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Hey, I want to remind you, if you haven't heard yet, Greg Laurie, who you hear on A New Beginning, he'll be the guest speaker at Calvary Church this weekend, January 21st and 22nd. That is Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson. And he's going to be sharing a message titled, It's Time for Another Jesus Revolution. Now, if you didn't know, Greg is actually not only heard on A New Beginning, he's the senior pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California. And they actually have campuses there and in Hawaii. He's the founder and featured speaker of Harvest Crusades. And he's also a host of television as well as radio, where you like you hear him here. And the author of the book and soon-to-be-released movie, Jesus Revolution. If you want to find out more about Greg's visit, go to calvarynm.church. I would encourage you to bring someone maybe who hasn't heard much about Jesus, or perhaps you've been sharing Jesus with them. And Greg is one of the best evangelists really in the world right now, and you'll want to make sure not to miss that opportunity. CalvaryNM.church for more details about Greg Laurie's visit to Calvary Church this weekend. And hopefully you can make it to the service. If you don't, remember, we will air the teaching live Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And Sunday morning at 11:30. All right, I've said enough. Let's welcome our guests into studio. Jennifer Bryant, founder and counselor of Nourish Nutrition Counseling, is here, along with Gina Cordova, fitness instructor and owner at Rise and Abide Wellness. Ladies, welcome into studio.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Is it too late to say Happy New Year?
No.
Okay. Is there a rule?
I don't know. I guess it depends. We were just talking about how some people consider their birthday the first day of the new year, so it could be all year.
So we were talking about that off the air, that friend. You'll have to call her on that day.
Right.
And just say Happy New Year.
That's right.
That's a good idea.
How's your new year gone?
Good. It's been busy in our family, but good. There's a lot of stuff happening at school right now. So my kids are busy. My husband's busy. We're all busy. So, but a good busy.
Back to school. That's
yes,
right.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right. And Gina?
And yeah, so we're getting back into our homeschool program and getting ready for a science fair. So I was telling Jen on the way in, I felt like November and December were a lot calmer than January.
Same.
And so you kind of just have to hit the ground running in January.
Yeah.
Trying to catch my breath.
Speaking of homeschooling, I'm going to double check. We're having Cape New Mexico on real soon.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I was trying to find it on my calendar here. But actually, I think on Thursday.
Oh,
on Thursday,
this week. Wonderful.
David Jones with Cape New Mexico. Are you familiar?
With Cape?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. They really are advocates for homeschoolers.
Yes.
And of course, they have a big convention, I think like in the summer, June or July, something like that. But I'm sure we'll talk about that on Thursday.
Yes.
But I appreciate David and all the folks at Cape and all what they've done that for years. My kids are, you know, they range from their 20s to their mid 30s, and they were, you know, they're all part of Cape. Cape's been doing work here a long time. So Gina Bryant and Jennifer Bryant, Gina Cordova, you two, it seems that you've really made, you know, in the last, what, year or two, made this connection where you're working together to accomplish a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been
it's
a great
been about a year.
Yep.
So last January was our first sort of formal collaboration, I guess I would say. We did our first Wellness in the Word workshop last January. Mm-hmm. And we did four last year, and we're hoping to do the same this year.
Yes.
About quarterly?
Yeah, usually about quarterly, yeah.
And for those who haven't seen it on the website yet, let me let you know about the ladies' websites. Jennifer's website is nourishednutritioncounseling.com, and Gina's is riseandabidewellness.com. On both sites, you'll see opportunity to register and information about the next Wellness in the Word workshop just around the corner, coming up
a week from today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Really
January 24th.
Yeah. January 24th at 6 p.m. Is this the first online
Yes. So okay. Last year we did them all in person at Trinity at the Marketplace, and that was a great host. And but we wanted to also kind of branch out a little bit and maybe give people who aren't local an opportunity to experience the Wellness and the Word workshop. So we're going to try it online this time.
Okay. And although we're on, of course, across most of New Mexico, 90.7 FM at Cannon Air Force Base, 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, 88.1 FM in Portales, and online at klyt.fm. Listener, don't count on that to help people get to the Wellness in the Word workshop. You may have family, and after listening to today's program, that you think, you know what, I'd like to do it, and my relative in Buffalo needs to be online with me.
That's right.
And here's what you do. You register online. You go to the websites I mentioned, nourishnutritioncounseling.com and riseandabidewellness.com. You can register there. It is a free event. However, a love offering will be taken. And I'll mention, you know, what we're going to be announcing, but we'll go into more detail with you ladies. There'll be a Bible study, gentle movement workout, and then go into Lies We Believe nutrition training, followed by a Q&A. So let's kind of walk through this.
Sure.
The workshop coming up on Tuesday, Bible study. Is that something you both do together?
Actually, Gina does that, so I'll let her take the first part of this. She can explain.
Sure, yeah. So we start with a Bible teaching because I think our approach is really wanting an approach to wellness that's rooted in God's Word. And so, of course, the best place to start is opening God's Word. And we look at Romans 12, 1 through 2, and really address like not conforming to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds because we've been saved by the Lord and we live a different way.
And a reminder, we're inviting ladies to be a part of this. So ladies, if this is of interest to you, you'll hear that Bible study in Romans 1 and 2.
Romans 12 verses 1 and 2.
Romans 12 verses 1 and 2. And then a gentle movement workout. Sounds like something I can handle.
Yeah, so that's me too, I guess. But yeah, we do about 30 minutes of movement and just a gentle approach where, you know, it can be less intimidating maybe for someone who hasn't been moving and just to enjoy movement, like feeling that mobility and flexibility and, you know, not the burden. A word that's come to mind for us is peace. And so how can we be at peace with exercising, right? By doing something we enjoy instead of something that we feel like we have to do. And it becomes a burden and a stress, but just enjoy moving.
Is it important? I think you're touching on something, you know, I'm not working out much now, but when I did, there was certain work, you know, certain exercises. I enjoyed the elliptical, and I tried other machines and just made me want to go home, you know?
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed, and you know what? It wasn't just, it was that machine. It was that model of machine. And what, you know, I'm not sure that's exactly what you were talking about, but it kind of is important, isn't it? To find something you enjoy doing that benefits you. Don't make it a drudgery.
Yeah. Right. Right. Or something that hurts, you know, like you're working your body too hard and then you're prone to injury or something. And then you just give up altogether.
Okay.
Or if you don't like it, you give up. Right. But if it's something that you find yourself enjoying, you're more likely to keep going.
So they're not going to hear this whole no pain, no gain.
No.
You know, a trainer, I was at a gym, and a gym I really like, actually, walked up to me when and they go, hey, I never see you over on that machine. You know, I'm going to tell you what they said. You never see any fat people on that machine. And I was like, I was mature enough to know.
Yeah.
Shut your pie hole.
Yeah. Right.
I was enjoying my workout and it was working for me. Yeah. I saw results. Anyway, I think it's important, Gina, now that we're mentioning it Gina, you are, as I mentioned, a fitness instructor. It's important if you're going to get someone to assist you to find someone that's going to motivate you in a positive way where you can have peace about what it is that you're doing.
Yeah, where they're not making you feel guilty or feel bad about yourself, right? We want to, I mean, again, recognize our bodies are a gift from God. And so then the approach is stewardship. Mm-hmm. And I think when you approach it that way, that helps promote peace in your approach to caring for yourself.
So. Well, and going off of what Gina was saying earlier about the transforming your mind, you know, our culture, and I'm specifically speaking of sort of, you know, diet culture, which is really rampant right now this time of year, right?
You know, yeah, I'm seeing a lot of commercials.
So many ads right now. It's really it's really ridiculous. But, you know, one of the things that it teaches us is that we can't just eat. We have to work off what we eat. Mm-hmm. And that sort of creates this mindset in us that we have to do it and we and that we have to, you know, hurt ourselves to make any progress. And it makes it this thing that's not fun at all anymore. Yeah. And so, you know, I love Gina's perspective in this because she really believes that movement should be joyful and we should feel good while we're doing it.
Yeah.
And I love that. I think that's so true. And it really takes this huge burden off of, you know, having to do it or, you know, we can't eat this. Otherwise, we have to exercise this much. You know, mm-hmm. that's really just a terrible equation mm-hmm. to continue dwelling on. And so I love Gina's approach of, you know, kind of joyful movement and freedom in that.
Right.
It's
and
great.
Peace.
Right. And it doesn't mean you don't work hard, right?
Right.
You still have to, I mean, the muscle's not going to get stronger unless mm-hmm. it's up against resistance. And so challenging yourself, but that mindset, I think, getting your mindset and your heart in the right place.
Yeah.
Well, and part of the Wellness in the Word workshop, which again, I'll mention Tuesday, January 24th, this next Tuesday, 6 p.m., live via Zoom. You need to go to nursenutritioncounseling.com or riseandabidewellness.com if you're going to register for this free event that'll have a love offering. Part of it will be the Lies We Believe nutrition training. And Jennifer, you mentioned eating
mm-hmm.
And what people think about, you know, I've eaten and then so now I need to. One, is that one of the lies? And two, why do we eat?
Good questions. Okay, so number one, is it one of the lies? I think it is a lie for sure. We're going to be talking about some other lies in this workshop, but I think, you know, what always ends up happening is as we go through the workshop, people will tell me, you know, you talked about this specific lie, but then many other lies kind of came to mind, things that I've been believing that are not really true and that God would not want me to be believing because in the end, what results in that lie is I'm not actually taking care of my body. And I think that that happens a lot when we look at all the messages in the world that are around us about fitness and wellness and nutrition. We end up trying to follow something that is maybe even to the point of where we're being too restrictive, actually, and we're not taking care of our bodies anymore. And you know, this is a really good time to be talking about that because that happens a lot in the new year. You know, people decide to go on a specific diet and, you know, then maybe they have a you know, quote unquote mess up and then they feel guilty and then they, you know, try to undo it with exercise or fasting or whatever. And it's just this vicious cycle. So, you know, the purpose of food we see in the Bible is twofold. Number one, it's to nourish our bodies, right? The Lord obviously made us to need food multiple times a day. So he gives us these internal hunger cues that are actually really important. Mm-hmm. And what our culture has taught us is that we should ignore those and we should follow, you know,
suffer.
X, Y, and Z. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And that's not what the Lord says. You know, I think the very easy solution to hunger is we should eat. If we are feeling physically hungry, that's our body telling us, you know, we should eat some food. Second purpose of food is pleasure, right? The Lord made food for pleasure. So this whole idea of to take care of our bodies, we can't eat anything delicious, right? That's just nonsense also. So I think the piece that we were talking about earlier really comes in finding that balance.
You know, I've been eating a long time. And if you can't find something that's delicious, that's good for your body,
right?
You've been trying the wrong thing.
Yes, right. Exactly. I think you can definitely have both. And, you know, one of my goals as a registered dietitian is I want to help people get back to finding that balance where food can be both delicious and nutritious. And I want to help people find joy in feeding their bodies well. And I think that's really hard to do when you've got all these messages from the culture coming at you and telling you what you should and shouldn't be eating and making lists of good and bad foods and all of these things.
You know, you mentioned the New Year's resolutions and the D word, which you've brought up in the past, Jennifer, and it struck a chord with me because diet should be, you know, like a deer eats grass. That is their diet.
Right.
You know, I eat this. That is my diet. It's my regular. I think what most people mean when they say diet, they mean assignment.
Right.
I don't know. Have you ever used that one?
Yeah. No, I haven't. But I think that's a really good analogy. And, you know, when we use it in our culture, we're thinking of something very short term and very restrictive.
Right.
And, you know, if you really look at yourself and you ask, is that taking care of my body? Mm-hmm. I think most people would say, no, it's not. Especially, you know, this is where I think science and faith really come together. We know from science that a balanced diet is really the best for us, you know, where we have different food groups, we have, you know, good amounts of each food group, all of that. And we can learn from that. And when we can include all of those things in our diets, then we feel better.
And
you
know? What we have, you mentioned balance. What we have here is a balance of nutrition and exercise.
Right.
And I think obviously some of that will be covered during the Wellness in the Word workshop that's coming Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, January 24th, 6 p.m. Although it's been at... Has it been at the same location when it... Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to mention it because we're not going there. I want
to confuse.
It's going to be an online event live via Zoom, and you can register online for the free event, and a love offering will be taken. The two places to register, I'll mention them again, nourishednutritioncounseling.com, and then the other website is riseandabidewellness.com. And your hosts, hosts?
Is that
okay. That's what we call ourselves.
Will be Jennifer and Gina. And ladies, they're looking forward to having you. It is a ladies-only event. However, we would encourage you to think about others that you know, other ladies you know, that can join you on Zoom. And it could be anywhere in the world, really.
That's right.
I know my wife does a Connect group where she's got people like on different continents. It's so cool.
That's very cool.
You Americans have everything. so the next portion of the Wellness in the Word workshop, after the Bible study, the gentle movement workout, and then the Lies We Believe nutrition training, is a Q&A. I have a question.
Okay. Yeah.
What question do you think you might get asked more than any other? It's like, okay, we should have a FAQ that people can... Well, and actually, you kind of do because you've recorded past workshops. But what is the question you most get asked, do you think?
That's a good question. We did have a little bit of a Q&A last workshop. Okay. And probably the most common thing I got asked was about a particular diet or a particular supplement.
Okay.
People wanted to know, you know, is this good or is that good? And, you know, honestly, it's hard to answer something like that in a workshop setting because a lot of times, you know, my nutrition advice for people is a little bit personalized, you know?
Right.
So, you
kinda
know,
kind of like that machine was right for me.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah. Gina, what's the best machine to work out on?
The one you're going to use.
that you're going to use, that you have a piece
that you like,
you're doing
that
it.
That you can be consistent with. Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, that's always the question I get asked. And actually, what's really interesting when it comes to asking me about a diet, people most of the time simply want me to validate their decision to be on this diet. They don't actually want my opinion. So that's actually the next question I ask is, you know, are you simply looking for validation or do you actually want to hear my opinion?
I like that. You know what? We were talking before we went on the air because about talking and like I could talk with nobody here. and looking at the clock, I've done that. We're past the break. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll hear more about the Wellness in the Word workshop. Again, that's next Tuesday, ladies, at 6 p.m. January 24th online, a Zoom event, and you can register at nourishednutritioncounseling.com and riseandabidewellness.com. Free event. A love offering will be taken, but you do need to register. We'll be back with more information after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. In studio with us, Jennifer Bryant, founder and counselor at Nourish Nutrition Counseling, which, by the way, is nourishnutritioncounseling.com, and Gina Cordova, fitness instructor and owner at riseandabidewellness.com. They are holding the Wellness in the Word workshop this Tuesday, January 24th at 6 p.m. And you do need to register for the event. In our first segment, we talked mostly about what will be part of the workshop. A couple of things we did want to touch. We touched a little bit on the New Year's. I did want to connect it with one of the things, Gina, you brought up, and I've mentioned a couple of times, and both of you have mentioned that it's something you're kind of focused on, especially now, is peace.
Peace, yeah.
And let's cover it. We've, like I said, we got about 5 or 10 minutes. Peace when we eat, when we exercise, and with self-image.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I don't want to steal from, is this going to be in the workshop?
No. I mean, there will be parts, but yeah. We're happy to provide a teaser.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. what do you mean peace when you eat?
So I think because of so many of the messages in our culture telling us that foods are good and foods are bad, I think there's this sort of anxiety that creeps up often. In, well, what should I eat? What should I order? What should I buy? You know, there's all these decisions. And really, I mean, if we're being honest, we've got so much food around us all the time. Yeah. It's just in our face, you know, all the time, every corner. There's, you know, some type of food available, fast food, gas station, restaurant, something. So it's really hard to get back to, you know, I use a lot of the intuitive eating principles when I counsel clients. And so learning how to feel your hunger, and then when you eat a meal, learning how to feel when you're satisfied, and also paying attention to how did that meal make you feel? Did you feel good energy after it? Did you feel like it nourished your body? Were you still hungry? Did you not eat enough? You know, that's something that happens a lot, especially in the new year. People will try to eat less, you know, especially they start off the day, they're like, I'm going to do it today, you know, and they eat less and less and less. And then by dinner time, they're so hungry because they haven't eaten most of the day that they overeat at dinner, or they snack too much at night. And then they're actually working against their body in terms of, you know, trying to achieve a certain health goal. So it all gets convoluted, you know. So finding peace, I think a lot of that is getting back to paying attention to our bodies, trusting our bodies to tell us when we're hungry, when we should stop eating, those kinds of things.
You said that a few times.
Yeah.
Trusting our bodies, yeah. Listening to our bodies, telling us when it's time to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say there's sometimes where I'm going to go and maybe instead of going to grab whatever, well, hold on. When you hear that, mm-hmm. say, are you hungry?
Right. I think that's actually one of the things we have lost is how to discern whether we are physically hungry or what I call whether we are head hungry. Okay.
Yeah.
So head hunger is often brought on by certain situations, certain people, certain foods. Certain times of day, you know, this would be an example of where, like, if you see a commercial, you know, for a pizza, you know, and they pull the slice of pizza off of the large pie and there's all these cheesy strings and you weren't hungry. Maybe you ate like an hour ago, but you see this commercial and you're like, oh, I'm hungry. Well, that's not true.
Right.
Physical hunger, right? So this is actually an area where it's helpful to learn and grow in, because a lot of us have lost that ability to make that distinction between a physical hunger and a head hunger.
You just said learn, and it's funny because when you said that in that illustration, I was thinking, so you need to train yourself. And
yeah.
and years ago, our kids were in theater. And the director always said, practice makes permanent.
Yes.
And
that's good.
And it's obviously struck a chord because, yeah, that's true.
Because
if I practice doing it really bad, I'll do that all the time.
Right.
So we need to practice, train ourselves in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
That looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Am I hungry? No.
Right.
But I'll have to remember that when I'm ready to eat.
Right.
Right. And that's kind of the process of renewing your mind that leads to transformation. Right?
Love that. Nice connection, Gina.
Changing your thought pattern behind it. Like,
right.
Just because you see it and it looks good doesn't mean you have to have it.
Right.
And or have all of it.
Right. Right. I mean, a little bit can be enough, right?
Yeah.
But I think there's also an element of training ourselves to say no, like mm-hmm. just because something's put in front of us or because we crave or mm-hmm. we're enticed doesn't mean we have to say yes to that mm-hmm. craving. Mm-hmm. Like I've even noticed, you know, you have a craving, but if you wait a little while and like kind of get away from the situation and then reevaluate and you're like, oh, I don't really want it so much now. And mm-hmm. and you can make a clearer decision mm-hmm. almost.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that that plays into, you know, that fruit of the spirit in Galatians 5, self-control.
Right.
You know, self-control is not necessarily denying yourself things all the time, but it is making a conscious decision.
Uh-huh.
Do I need this or do I not need this?
Right.
Right. And then I was going to add on to the other connection of the emotional eating where maybe we have something in our heart that the Lord wants to draw us near to him to work through, mm-hmm. but we can stuff it with food mm-hmm. to kind of avoid dealing with it.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's a hunger there that's not a physical hunger, but there's something in my heart and I really need to go sit with the
right.
Lord.
Right.
Now, and before we leave the topic of eating, and really we do kind of need to put a bow on this and we'll get through the other two things, where to apply peace.
Mm-hmm.
You have that urge
mm-hmm.
and you ask the question and I'm not hungry. Is it healthy at that time maybe to just go get a big cup of water?
Mm. Yeah, it could be. I think
or is that training yourself still to?
No, I think the important thing is to recognize, am I actually physically hungry or not? And you know, to be honest, if you haven't been paying attention to that for a long time, that's a really hard thing to start yeah. recognizing. But, you know, for different people, it can be a variety of things where we can just say no. We can use that self-control. We could say a quick prayer to the Lord. We could go get a glass of water. We could go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
We could, you know, if it's an emotional eating issue, there are so many other coping mechanisms that, you know, might serve someone rather than food. You
right.
know, food is a very temporary fix to a lot of those emotional coping problems.
Right.
Okay, so we brought up the topic of peace, having peace in what you eat, how you exercise, or what exercise, whatever, and self-image. And we kind of touched on exercise early on in the conversation. Because of time, is there anything even small about exercise before we press on to self-image you want to cover?
I was just thinking back to, you know, the diet culture that Jen was talking about and the pressure and the restriction and the anxiety that goes along with that. And so kind of there can be the same thing in fitness, right? This pressure to work out a certain way but finding peace by listening to your body, like,
okay.
you know, is this really good for my body to push it this hard that I'm in pain and
right.
can't walk, you know, mm-hmm. or
right.
just what does my body need right now?
You know, and both of you mentioned anxiety or I don't know if both of you did or if you brought it up. But let me just throw out there, be anxious for nothing,
mm-hmm.
but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, mm-hmm. let your request be made known to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more to it than that. And that's probably paraphrased. Do either of you know the address of that off
Philippians 4.
Philippians 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It's written on there. I just forgot to put the footnote. Peace and self-image. Mm-hmm. Let's put a bow on the conversation with this.
Yeah, I'll let Gina take that one.
Okay, wonderful. So I think, again, it comes back to renewing our minds of who are we? We are creatures made by a good and holy God, mm-hmm. and we're made for his glory. And we have to start there, and we have to start with the gospel, right, that that Jesus died for us to bring us into perfect fellowship with himself and to give us an eternal home. And so this home is temporary. Our bodies are temporary. And so kind of letting that be the groundwork where we start, because what does the Bible say? Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Mm-hmm. And so we first have to have that peace with God. And it comes from knowing the truth that God created us for his glory, and then repenting from living for our own glory. And so sometimes self-image is really self-worship, mm-hmm. right? Self-focus. I'm obsessed with myself and what I think I should look like. And so it's a process to let go of that. Like, I struggled with that for years. And it's a work of the Lord. It's a work of the Spirit as you continue to go back to him. And okay, you gave me this body. This is where I am right now. I might not be like completely happy with it, but I'm yours and I'm loved. And to just rest in that steadfast love that the Lord has for you. And then what's my next right step, Lord? And really continuing to shift our eyes to the Lord, to mm-hmm. Jesus mm-hmm. and living for him. And so that we're not so caught up in ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think I'll add to that too, just that I think Gina really did a wonderful job explaining that. But I think that what's our purpose on this earth? I think that's an important question to answer too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, underneath it all is to glorify God.
That's right.
But how do we do that well? Well, we can't do that well if we're not taking care of ourselves. And so I think that is ultimately our motivation. And that's really Gina and I's heart behind these workshops, is we really want to help people understand that it is not at all to look a certain way or weigh a certain number or be a certain size, but it is so that we can take care of these bodies so that we can glorify God, and no other reason,
right.
You know? And
yeah.
I think that that's the world would never say that. That's not a common motivation.
They do. I'm a plumber and I've got a truck, yeah. and in order to do my job, I need to keep the truck in order and my equipment in order,
right.
in
right.
order to do my job.
Exactly.
And that's what I heard you saying.
Yes.
Jennifer.
Yeah. And why don't we think about health and wellness more that way?
Right.
You know, I think it's really important to respect the bodies that God gave us and to treat them well, you know, and also remembering that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. You know, do we want to give the Holy Spirit a home that is tired and sick and
immobile?
Yeah, no, like we want to make this body a home where the Lord can work.
All right.
Right.
Well, we've been visiting today with Jennifer Bryant. She's the founder and counselor at nourishnutritioncounseling.com, and Gina Cordova, the fitness instructor and owner you'll connect with at riseandabidewellness.com. The ladies are hosting the Wellness in the Word workshop next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, January 24th. And ladies, you are encouraged to sign up for this at one of those websites. Again, nourishnutritioncounseling.com or riseandabidewellness.com. It is a free event, but you do need to register, and a love offering will be taken. Ladies, it's been a little while. Can we get you back in? I don't know. This is quarterly. We should at least get you in quarterly.
Yeah.
Sure, we would love that.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd
we appreciate
great.
You.